you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters, and welcome to another episode of Fueled by Faith. I am your host, Emily Vermeer, and I cannot wait to divulge more into this topic. Today, we are talking about allowing faith to fuel us. Now, when we break this down, it sounds super simple, right? Like, if we plug into God, then things will be easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Life is going to be great. My marriage is going to flourish. My kids are always going to love each other. And I am going to be well received, and like nothing but good things are going to happen. Absolutely not. I feel like a lot of us think that way and treat it that way of, since it's not going to be that easy peasy, I'm just not even going to lean into it. But if you knew that you knew that you knew that someone, you had access to someone who is supernatural, that has power to do all things in all things and is for you, your biggest cheerleader, why wouldn't you lay all your cards down for that?
Why are we not prioritizing and putting that relationship before anything else? We are choosing to be filled by other things. And that is the radical honesty that we have to have. And nothing is wrong with that. But if we are desiring a different result, why are we not doing the work to get the different result? It's like if I wanted to go and lose 10 pounds right now, I would not continue doing the same thing that I've been doing for the past year and a half. I would change it up, right? I would go and seek someone to assist me in that and tell me what I need to eat, what workouts should I do, the plan of action to get me the desired result that I want. So what's your desired result? Why do you want to be filled by faith? Are you desiring joy? Are you desiring peace? Are you desiring your marriage to be more centered around Christ? Are you desiring to be desired? Are you wanting this life that you know you've been promised, that God has called you to something and you're sitting there and you're like, but what is it? What is this calling, God? I know you told me not this anymore, but what's next? I already have one of you in mind. He's asking us to come and get filled on him. That is the only thing he asked of us, is to go and glorify him, trust and surrender and know who he is, that he is our God and he will provide. But do you believe that? Do you honestly believe that? Are your words and what you're consuming in relation, is it a direct reflection of that? Or are you kidding yourself? Our heart posture, our outer world is a direct reflection of our inside belief system. If that is not in check, if that is not fueled by what the Lord has for you, you will always be working out of alignment. There will always be this, am I even doing it right? Am I doing it for the right reasons? There will always be this struggle, it may happen, you're just coming for a dopamine hit. God's not a dopamine hit. He is our Lord and Savior, and he is here for you to sustain you. He's not here to just give you what you need in a moment. He's here to rescue you for a life of purpose, of value, of love, of joy, of kindness, of peace. I don't know about you, but that's the life that I desire. So how do we do it? How do we get there? Well, first, you want to recognize, what are you actually being fueled by? Are you being fueled by faith? Are you being fueled by the Father? Are you being fueled by social media? When things are not happening how you desire, when you're frustrated, when you're having a rough day, when you get bad news, what is the first thing that you run to? Do you run to your phone? Do you start scrolling? When you're bored, what do? When you know that you need to be in the Word, but you choose to do something else, what is it? And be honest with yourself. It's okay. It's okay if it's not. I'm not saying that we have to be glued to our Bible. I'm saying when things, misalignment happens when we run to other things before we run to the Lord, when we know that we need Him first. And so I know this from experience. I hid out in my phone, in social media, in knowing what was going on with other people, in consuming so much information, but yet not doing anything with it. It left me stuck And it also left me avoiding what God had called me to do. And then distractions happen to make me think, oh, God's providing. But in actuality, it wasn't God. It was the enemy masking himself to prevent me to step into what God is calling me to do. When I was being fueled by my phone and fueled by other people and their approval of me or their love of me or the work that I was doing and how much they loved it over being fueled by time with my family, time with the Lord, worshiping my heart out, being a friend to people, like an actual, like, I love you and I want to know how you're doing, friend, over work and acceptance. And so the question is, what are you being fueled by? And be honest with yourself. There's no judgment here. And when I say that, I mean you judgment. There should be no judgment on yourself for it because you're meeting yourself where you are to get where you're going. So what are you being fueled by? And then the next question is, how are you feeling? Right here, right now, ask yourself this question. And then in the morning or whenever you have downtime, I'm saying like 5 minutes, check in with yourself. How are you feeling? Be honest with yourself is the next thing. Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling tired? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling worried? Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling joyful? Are you feeling relief? Are you feeling peace? All feelings are welcome here. It's just you. You can feel your feelings. And then I want you to ask, what is behind that feeling? So we usually have something that behind that feeling. So if we're frustrated, there's a reason or a situation that occurred to bring up that feeling. For an example, this morning, I am radically honest and vulnerable with you because I know I'm not alone in this. Checked my bank account. I was doing flipping amazing this morning. I had the most impactful worship time and felt so much peace this morning. I checked my bank account, which is, it's okay, by the way. There's things in there. There's money in there. You're good. Checked my bank account and immediately my anxiety went up, which meant my fear went up. And I had to ask myself, how am I feeling? And where's that coming from? What's behind it? Why is that fear here? Why is that anxiety here? And God, I'm giving that to you right now, right here in this situation. Because if it's not peace, if it's not joy, if it's not the feelings that come from the Lord, I do not want it. It is not welcome here because I am a child of God and I am an heir to his throne. And it's these gentle reminders that we can tell ourselves and remind ourselves of to be fueled by him. Me checking that account and seeing a number on there that didn't meet my expectation all of a sudden brought up such old stories from an old version of myself that is still healing from that. Because God's still got work to do in me and he's still got work to do in you. I'm not saying that listening to this podcast is going to change that today. I believe in a God that can make that happen today. But I'm saying that recognizing it, asking yourself how you're feeling, being radically honest, and then diving a little bit deeper to where that's coming from. So then you can work that out with the Lord of saying, hey, God, I'm praying to you right now. I am feeling anxious and I am feeling fearful. You know my week ahead. You know that I am wanting to be present and here with my family and friends that are coming into town. And I am feeling fearful. I am feeling that my focus shouldn't be on them, and it should be finding work, or it should be ways to make money, or it should be focusing on other parts. But God then reminds us of who He is and what it's like to be faithful instead of fearful. If I lean into my fear and I continue to let it manifest and let it rise in me, then we go down this rabbit hole, and then it takes over my day, and then it takes over my tomorrow, and it takes over my week, which then takes away from my time with my family, my time with friends that are coming into town. You see it? You see the overflow that it has on you when you can simply recognize it, stop it with prayer, feel where it's coming from, and give it over to the Lord, and remember what you're fueled by. And maybe that means taking out your Bible and reading some scriptures like I'm going to read in a minute. Maybe it looks like calling up a friend and having them remind you who you are in the Lord and who He said you are. Maybe it's being a part of a community like Fueled by Faith and getting into our group chat and saying, ladies, I need a refill, and someone speaking life in and over you. You know that feeling. You know when you shift out of that. And it's amazing, but that's what it's like to be fueled by faith. Then ask yourself, after you go through that, how do you want to feel? I want to feel peace. I want to feel joy. I want to feel supported. So guess what? You have a direct line to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus, that you can say, God, I recognize these feelings that are coming up in me, but I also recognize that they are not of you. And I am here to be your vessel and to be filled by you. And I walk out in that. God, I ask for you to fill me with peace. I ask for you to fill me with love. I ask for you to fill me with joy and support. And God, show me that. Open my eyes with a lens to see myself how you see me, to see opportunity around me. And that, God, that when I rest in this, when I pour into my family and friends that are coming, or whatever my plans are, whatever the plans that you gave me, when I rest in that, I trust that you provide. That account, that email, those people that you're worried about, they have no hold on you, sister. They have no hold on you. So I want to share with you a little bit about faith. So faith is defined as a belief with strong conviction, firm belief in something for which there may be no tangible proof, complete trust, complete confidence, reliance, or devotion. Faith is the direct opposite of doubt. So when you think about that, and you think of your thoughts and your feeling and what you're fueled by, think, am I completely trusting? Is there a little seed over here of doubt or fear that I'm forgetting? Is there pure confidence in my statements and my belief system? You have the power and authority to change that today, sister. God gave us that ability. And so I want to share with you guys, I'm just going to rapid fire these. These are amazing scriptures that will fuel you at any time. I promise. I read through them. I was like, woo, God's on fire today, and had me snapping. So I'm going to rapid fire just go through these, and just feel free to jot them down and use them when you need to be refilled. So Mark 11:24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Amen. Ephesians 3:16 through 17, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we live by faith, not by sight. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen. Sister, I hope this fills your cup. I hope that this fuels you. I hope it also gives you a tangible way for you to respond when you feel less faithful, and you can come back to this and walk through those steps again of asking, how are you feeling? What's behind this? And how do you want to feel? I hope you're blessed today and go out and be encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.